following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, time to blaze up, yo. Do the Carlton. It's not unusual for me to smell like weed. It's not unusual for my eyes to be hard to see. When I'm out and about, I'm packed with THC. It's not unusual to see me high, man, I'm so fried. It's not unusual for me to blaze some dank shit. It's not unusual for me to take big hits. If you should ever need someone to bake with, it's not unusual, I'm never far away. Any time of day, you'll find me in the basement, blazing it up all fucking day long. Can't remember where my purple haze went. Oh man, this beef is full of smoke. I'm so fucking baked, yo. It's not unusual for me to smoke a bowl. It's not unusual for me to toke on a bong. But if I ever find you pinch my fucking stash, it's not unusual for me to stab you in the throat. In the throat. Till you bleed and die. Whoa, whoa, don't piss my fucking stash, yo.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig here at Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes, indeed. Words are my shit. Welcome, everybody. High noon with Stoner Jesus. Live every Friday, noon Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com, as we are right now. April 28th, 2017. Big show planned as usual. Shit always be on and popping. No St. Peter voicemail. I've not heard from St. Peter in a while. Whatever he's up to, I am not privy to it, and I don't think I want to be, so it's cool. It's all good in the hood. I'm on Twitter. I was going to say I'm on Stoner. Maybe so. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. If you want to email the show, StonerJesus420 at gmail.com. If you're on the Facebook, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Also, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook and join our group for the show. That's Disciples of Stoner Jesus. Very easy to find. Come chill with the hardcore fans of the show. Often if there's news in the show, that's the first place I'll put it. You want to know before other people know that's your thing, then know. Seek and ye shall find. Somebody wrote that somewhere. I don't know. I remember. The Bible or something. Go look it up. A lot of stuff going on today. As I said, we have a hate group softball league update in hour one. Also some weed news. Hour two, we have an Antichrist update. We'll talk a little politics, a little about the economy. Not a whole lot. I normally don't do that, but you know what? I have a point to make. A very important point about Trump and the economy and all that shit. And the Trump administration and presidency overall. So all that's coming up. As in the second hour, I was going to call the Cracker Barrel and see if we can we ever got to the bottom of the Brad's wife situation. I don't know if we did or not. I don't know, a lot of people forget about that. I haven't forgotten about Brad's wife. So the phone system seems like it's not working. I'll have to check it. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it's working well, at least. If it is working, 1-347-414-WEED. I'm also on Skype, StonerJesus1. If you're listening live, you may call in. It'd be dope of you. Shoot the shit. Or whatnot. Of course, we have a new website, StonerJesus.net. That will direct you to our new Podbean site, and which is like a social media podcast type platform, one of the bigger ones. Something we were on. The original StonerJesus.net was actually Podbean, and then we went to like a WordPress site for a while. But now we're back to Podbean. Go check that out. StonerJesus.net will direct you there, or StonerJesus.podbean.com, whatever. Find all information on the show, latest audio, all that good happy horse shit. Go check it out. StonerJesus.net. Now, the video show. We've been doing a video show on Facebook, or attempting to, through just a myriad of technical issues. I use a broadcasting software called Manycam. Many of you have used this as well. I know there's others. I decided on Manycam. You know, they for graphics and shit like that. Maybe XSplit would be better. I don't know. But then you got to get this other fucking thing, and Manycam is just like, you know, it streams like directly to Facebook without having to go through like another piece of software or another software program, which may be one of the problems as well. Maybe I need to go through another software program to, I don't know. I've been going back and forth with Manycam. On the 420 show, you may remember, we had a ton of problems. I couldn't get it to go live. I couldn't get the audio through to not be choppy and just shit. So the 420 show was fucked. I've been writing back and forth with Manycam again. I've written to them about other issues before. I've been writing back and forth with them ever since. And I've been testing some, you know, different combinations with like bit rates and frames per second and all this other crap. It controls the rate of the video and the audio being encoded out to people who can see it and hear it in Facebook land. And Manycam writes me back. This was yesterday. Because I said, well, you know, I used these settings on April 2nd, but they didn't work on April 20th. How can I get a consistent performance? And this is what Manycam had to say. Quote, this is from their help desk. Manycam uses built-in Windows encoder provided by Media Foundation. I don't know who that is. Which is very limited functionality. We are currently working on optimization of Manycam and implementation of new encoders, and it will provide better RTMP streaming as well. Unfortunately, there's no release date yet for this new version. End quote. In other words, it doesn't work that well. You are shit out of luck. I do have another thing, because there's two options with this. I can stream directly from Manycam to Facebook, which Manycam is telling me is not, what was the word they used? Let me go back. Hold on. It has limited functionality. That's the phrase. Limited functionality. This will be my new motto for this show. Do you like, you want to listen to the Stern Jesus show? It has limited functionality. So I can go through this other thing called OBS Studio and use Manycam through that and see if that works better. I don't know. I got to be honest with you. This video thing is pissing me off. But again, you know, I mean, it all seems like a lot of work, but there's such a large audience on Facebook, on the Facebook video world, that people watch videos on Facebook and shows on Facebook and shit like that. I can't not go after that audience. Millions and millions of people who have never heard of me. Blasphemous. Blasphemous motherfuckers. who have not heard of me and haven't seen the light and so on, et cetera, and all the other fucking, you know, biblical bullshit. So the saga of the video show continues. Facebook.com/NerdJesus420 if you want to, you know, join in on all the tests and all the other shit I'm going to be doing over the next week or two. Oh, God. Fucking awful. Awful shit. Hopefully, though, the live show's working well. The podcast and all that. High noon Eastern time every Friday on CanvasRadio.com. We do have Hey Group Softball League coming up. Update coming up. Also, as I said, weed news. The Antichrist update. You know, things are... The battle will soon be joined, as foretold in the scriptures and all that. So, we'll get into all of it. As I said, no word from St. Peter. What that means, I have no idea. It's nice, though. It's nice to just look to my right and see that there's fucking an empty booth. No, he's not downstairs, you know, maybe setting the house on fire, setting the basement on fire, which would then set the fucking... the studio is catch on fire and then what would I do then? I'm already fucking hanging by a string here with my technical issues. If everything catches on fire, I think it's gonna be about it. That will wrap shit up officially. But I don't have to worry about any of that because he's not down in the basement. He's not gonna kill us all with a fire. So, all right. Now I feel good. Things are looking up. Hell yeah. High noon with Stern Jesus, April 28th, 2017. Next Friday, for something very special, Lady Bella Kush, legendary guest of the Stern Jesus show. She's masturbated live on air. She's performed with the Fuck Machine live on air. She was playing. What game did we play? Oh, I forget. It was something. She was, you know, her and a few other listeners played a game, and it was funny, and it was awesome. And for the fucking life of me, I can't remember the name of the game. Whatever it was. I don't know. Maybe Would You Rather? No, I don't think it was. I think it was Fuck, Marry, Kill, and Method of Killing. Yes, it was. Fuck, Marry, Kill, and Method of Killing, our own bastardization of the classic game. So, again, a legendary person, a legendary guest on the show. She has what she calls the Northeast Slumber Party, which is basically a lot of cam models get together and fuck each other a lot and film it. And you can, you know, support them monetarily, obviously, get the videos, all that shit. All that shit's available or will be available after the fact, or there'll be some live streaming and photo shoots. And it's just a whole fucking, you know, like 4 or 5 day extravaganza. In the middle of it, next week's show will be live on the air. So I asked Lady Bella Kush if she would call in for 5 or 10 minutes, give us an update, tell us what's going on. You can follow Lady Bella Kush on Twitter, at Lady Bella Kush, and at any slumber party. Be heard and a bunch of other hot chicks having sex with each other. So I don't, you know, I mean, there's really nothing else for me to say to sell that. I think that's it. That would be the selling point. And she's going to call in next week and tell us about that, how the sex is going and all of it. How's the sex going? No one ever asked me that. God damn it. I lead a lonely existence. I need a slumber party. Fucking only person to show up would probably be St. Peter. And then it would be canceled. And I would leave. High noon with Stern Jesus, April 28th, 2017, as I said, live on CannabisRadio.com. You can find our podcast on SternJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all of those different platforms. Go check it out. Share, spread the word, so on. And so for you get the picture of what needs to be done. Hey Group Softball League update coming up. Healing the hate through the medium of underhand, slow-pitch softball. They said it couldn't be done. I said, shut up. I'm doing it anyway. And I did. We're in season 7 of the Hate Group Softball League. Things couldn't be better. This is positive Stoner Jesus today. Things are looking up. St. Peter's not going to catch me on fire. And the Hate Group Softball League is healing the hate. Running like a smooth machine. Once again. I know I get that shit together. So go follow us on Facebook and all that shit. And remember, Lady Bella Kush, we calling in next week, May 5th, 2017, the Northeast Slumber Party. And we'll all be awesome. As I said, I said it is so, and so it shall be done. Quote me on that. We'll be back. Hey Group Softball League update. Weed news. All coming up in hour one. Hi, name is Stoner Jesus. Biatch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in CannabisRadio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep. Hi, Noon with Stoner Jesus. I am your host, Stoner Jesus. We're live on CannabisRadio.com every Friday at high noon Eastern Time. It's April 28th, 2017. Time now for the Hate Group Softball League update. Yeah. Sports Report music. What do you think of that? I mean, there's fucking production values, yo. So anyway, yeah, I'm not impressed either. Okay, that's enough already. I'm gonna do a report now. All right, just fucking cut that bullshit. God damn it. Okay. Hate Group Softball League update, as you know, is season 7 of the Hate Group Softball League. For 7 seasons now, we've been healing the hate through the medium of slow pitch underhand softball. Studies have shown that worldwide hate is down over 3.3%. Specifically, or mostly, predominantly due to softball and softball-related activities. I don't want to take credit for all that, but who else is doing this? Who else is healing the hate with softball? Exactly. No one. So you know what? I will take all the credit. All the credit is mine. All the credit be unto me for healing the hate with softball. We've gone through a lot of iterations of the Hate Group Softball League over the last seven seasons. The OG four have always been there. You know them. You love them. KKK, Skinheads, the Nation of Islam, and the Black Panthers are OG four hate groups. We've had many others, you know, the National Man Boy Love Association and ISIS and fucking those people from Africa. I forget their names already. The man-hating group that cut off their dicks society, culturally known as the Cut Their Dicks Off Society. It's many, many teams have filled those the fifth and sixth slot. I mean, as you may or may not know, this year, I said, fuck all that. All that drama. The problem seems to be those two extra teams. You know, there's a rotation, there's turnover, there's just fucking all kinds of shit going on there. So we went back to the OG four. So for season seven of the Hate Group Softball League, there's only four teams. The KKK, the Skinheads, the Nation of Islam, the Black Panthers. They battled it out in the second round of games the other night in Joseph Goebbels Memorial Softball Park and Tire Change Outlet here in Stoner Heaven. The Black Panthers took on the Skinheads. The Black Panthers won, defeating the Skinheads by a score of 28-20. Skinheads are now 0-2. They haven't picked up on the softball thing as well as the KKK has. The KKK now 2-0. They defeated the Nation of Islam 21-16. Now, our old buddy Skip Appalachia is a longtime manager of the KKK. You know, he's been married live on the air during one of the championship games of the Hate Group Softball League. A lot of other, you know, things that's gone on that I can't remember right now, but I have recorded and can play clips or whatnot. Things got a little heated during that game, and Skip was seen to have been lobbing wedges of watermelon from the KKK dugout at the Nation of Islam dugout. Now, unlike in Major League Baseball, where I guess throwing of things would be frowned upon, in Hate Group Softball League, the throwing of fruit or whatever else is allowed as long as it has a racial stereotype connected to it. For instance, if the white people want to throw fried chicken and watermelons at the black people, and the black people want to throw, I don't know, like meth rocks and is meth coming rocks? I don't know. And, you know, like country line dancing, if they throw those at the white people, those are all acceptable and allowable things. Things that eventually go Skip's way. His star, Whitey Powers, hit three home runs. Again, I do not think Whitey Powers is his real name. I think it's used for effect. It's like professional wrestling, but whatever. It's good. He's good. Hit three home runs, bringing the KKK to victory over the Nation of Islam. The Black Panthers, as I said, defeated the Skinheads. Blackula, who's the star for the Black Panthers, he had two home runs. Again, I don't think that's his real name. I don't think that's what's on his birth certificate. But again, you know, that's a great name. Whitey Powers is a great name, and Blackula is a great name. Whatever you guys want to do to get attention. Bring a awareness to the league. That's fine because we're healing hate. It's going well. Now, Biggie Johnson, who is the manager of the Black Panthers, get it? Anyway, he heard about what Skip did, and he wasn't having any of that shit. So after that happened, the KKK game, Biggie Johnson took all his players, the Black Panthers, who already played and won earlier that day. They went to the KKK locker room and filled it full of 12-inch black dildos, and they all had the suction cups, so they're like stuck to the walls and then the chairs and the ceiling, and it was just full of big black dildos stuck everywhere in the KKK locker room. I guess drawing attention to the tininess in relation to black penises of white penises, and believe it or not, I checked the rule book, and there's nothing about a locker room full of big black dildos, so I had to make up rules basically on the fly, and I decided, an executive commissioner decision of the Hate Group Softball League, that the black dildos would be allowed because it is pointing out a racial stereotype of the big black dicks versus the tiny white dicks. So it was approved. So everything's just going great, swimmingly, fucking killing it. Killing it. A few weeks, we have some more games. Joseph Goebbels Memorial Park. Get your Memorial Softball Park. Get your tickets now. Ticketmaster, any other, all your outlets. Live Nation, wherever you get your tickets. StubHub. Go to all those places and type in Hate Group Softball League tickets. It'll pop right up. Jesus wouldn't lie to you. Would he? No, he wouldn't. I'm not allowed. It's in the Bible. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, April 28th, 2017. Live on CannabisRadio.com. We got Weed News coming up. And congratulations to Hate Group Softball League. Is there any, let's see, more sports music? Play us out, sports music. The description of this song is deliberate muscular sports report. Oh no, this one's agile active sports report. The other one was a deliberate and muscular. Hey group, softball, it's awesome. Weed News coming up, High Noon with Stoner Jesus. We'll be back, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Doc Rob, the concierge for better living.
My guests say Razzie Berry. We're talking about nature, naturopathic medicine, as well as the concept of prevention and preventing disease.
Empower people to live a naturopathic lifestyle. Get to know your body, understand its rhythms, remove toxins, and use natural alternatives whenever possible. 90 to 95% of cancers are due to environment and lifestyle risk factors. That's a huge number. That means that cancer is preventable.
The Concierge for Better Living with Doc Rob. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello and welcome all you high-flying, die-trying, roll-a-Philly-blunt-for-your-friend-hemsters, every roach-smoking, bong-token, however you get your THC can-enthusiasts, all you rebels, individualistic originals, and outside-the-box ganja warriors, you chunky monkey, Cherry Garcia, munchy-loving hemsters, all you captive earth surfers, astral travelers, and ganja-loving connoisseurs, all you high-flying, wide-smiling, ganja-rific cannabophiles, welcome to everyone, because that's how I really feel.
The Grow Show with Kyle Cushman, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory. This is Weed News.
Weed News. High noon. With Stoner Jesus, April 28, 2017, live on CannabisRadio.com. Do it every Friday at noon Eastern. Don't forget, I'm hearing from the ladies from the Northeast Slumber Party. Next week, May 5th. Follow any Slumber Party on Twitter and at Lady Bella Kush. Legendary Stoner Jesus Show guest. This time now for Weed News. You know, Weed News for Cannabis tweets on Twitter. Also write a lot on marijuanatimes.org if you want to go check that out. From CBSNews.com, marijuana legalization support at an all-time high. Get it? A recent CBS News poll shows support for legalizing marijuana is higher than ever. 61% of Americans think marijuana use should be legal, a 5-point increase from last year, and the highest percentage ever recorded in this poll, 85% favor medical marijuana use. Now, first of all, I'd like to point out that since marijuana use doesn't infringe on the rights of anyone else, it shouldn't be up for anyone's fucking vote. It shouldn't be anyone's business. Never should have been made illegal in the first place. But as a practical matter, that's not the way we do things. Much of what we do in our daily lives, even if it doesn't infringe on the rights of anyone else, is regulated and controlled by government and voted on by politicians or other people who are not us. Which, if you think about it, is really fucking weird, but excuse me, that's the way things are, so we've gotten used to it. So it shouldn't matter if it's 61% or 12% or 15% or 89%. It doesn't matter. But again, it's not the world we live in. So it's big because obviously people were voting. Politicians are influenced by polls like this in the way they vote on marijuana law reform issues. So it's good. And it's been a majority for quite a few years now. So it's really not, I don't see how it can be a winning issue to go after weed unless you're like in a literally conservative district or something like that. But in any case, continuing, CBS News, 71% oppose the federal government's efforts to stop marijuana sales and its use in states that have legalized it, including opposition from most Republicans, Democrats, and independents. 65% think marijuana is less dangerous than most other drugs, and only 23% think legalizing marijuana leads to an increase in violent crime. Now, again, these polls happen to be correct because it doesn't lead to an increase of violence crime. Violent crime, it is less dangerous than most other drugs. It should be legal, so on and so forth. And that's great. It shouldn't be up to anyone else, but it is. So that's why we need these polls. More generally, on the topic of drug abuse, 69% think it should be treated as an addiction and mental health problem rather than a criminal offense. It goes deeper into, you know, all these numbers and the way it's changed over the years. It was 27% favored legalization in 1979. It was 40% in 2011. But in 2014, the CBS News poll went to 51%. So it was a majority then. 2015, it was 53%. This year, last year, 56% and then 61%. So in the last 3 years, it's went up from 51% to 61%. And that's basically just a function of more information getting out. Those numbers will continue to climb as more information is available. Now, the funny thing is, and as I said earlier about the being against marijuana law reform not being a viable position, only in extreme circumstances, majorities of Republicans, 63%, Democrats 76%, and Independents 72% oppose the federal government trying to stop marijuana use in these states. So in other words, if Jeff Sessions decides he's going to go after marijuana use in states where it's legal, the majority of his party, 63%, say, no, you should not do that. As a practical political matter, I don't see how that helps. I don't see what that does for anybody. But as I said before, you know, the Trump administration is not exactly, they're not exactly predictable when it comes to practical political matters at all. When asked which is more harmful, marijuana or alcohol, 53% said alcohol, 28% said both equally, only 7% said marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol. Obviously, people that have probably never drank alcohol or smoked marijuana. So I don't know how they would come to that conclusion. So anyway, that's that poll. There's another poll. Let me scroll up a little bit here. Find that shit. This is from morningconsult.com. Who that is, I have no idea. I guess they do polls, I would assume. Most voters back legal weed say it's less harmful than alcohol. New survey. 59% of registered voters said they said the use of marijuana should be legal in the U.S. So this poll was 59. The CBS poll was 61. 31% said it should not be. Democrats with this 66% were most likely to bat back legal pot, followed by 60% of independents and half of Republicans. Voters who opted to cast their ballots for a third party in 2016, 68% favored marijuana legalization. I was one of those people. I voted for Gary Johnson. 64% of those aged 18 to 29 favor legalization, and 69% of voters aged 30 to 44 said it should be legal. So those 30 to 44 are actually slightly more in favor than those 18 to 29. This is really, those 18 to 29, it's not really a big deal. You know, for most of them, it's kind of seemed kind of legal for a long time. But those of us in the 30 to 44 range remember a time when no, it was not fucking legal anywhere. And if you got caught walking down the street smoking a joint or something or had some fucking weed on you, you're going to jail. So I think that has something to do with those, the slightly higher number for the older folks. Old folks. A lot of other shit going on. Obviously, the specter of the Trump administration, the Sessions, as Attorney General, hangs over the community as a whole, the industry, all that shit. Legalization is going on in Canada, but they're adding more charges to Mark and Jody Emery. In their case, they got busted open up a lot of illegal dispensaries and pot shops and shit in Toronto and Ottawa. They're facing a lot of charges. They've been banned from being near cannabis culture or, you know, using medical marijuana or marijuana for any reason, unless it's like medical, I think. Facing a ton of charges. She's facing like 10 charges now. He's facing 22. Drug trafficking, the whole nine yards. All the while Canada goes through the process of legalizing marijuana. It's very weird. It's a very weird time in Canada, in certain parts of Canada right now, it seems. If you're interested or you're involved in marijuana law reform, if you're interested in the cannabis industry, you know, they have medical marijuana and they have a lot of companies up there that ship it through the mail because that's how their system is run. And now recreational, they're going to start working on it and setting up a system for it. And it's got to go through, you know, all the various political maneuverings that bills have to go through to become law up in Canada, very similar to, you know, the United States with some small differences, but basically the same process. And it's, you know, some would say that maybe marijuana should be decriminalized during this phase of what's going on in Canada, but Trudeau is not having that. He said multiple times that they're going to go after illegal marijuana traffickers. And I don't know. Like I said, it's just a weird, weird time. As it is in the United States. It's weird in Canada as well when it comes to marijuana. Also, you can see this up on Cannabis Tweets. You probably saw it already. It's a viral video. Rachel Lee Cook apparently 20 years ago did the brain on your drugs. The brain on your drugs commercial. Your brain on drugs commercial. She came back and did a different one, more in line with what we've been talking about. Anyway, just listen to it, goddammit.
This is one of the millions of Americans who uses drugs and won't get arrested.
It's a white egg, by the way.
However,
and she holds up a brown egg.
This American is several times more likely to be charged with a drug crime. Imagine it's you. This is the day you get caught. This is your day in court. This is your sentencing. This
animated
is your
brown
cell.
Egg.
This is your first day on the outside. This is your fresh start. Was your fresh start. Here are your job prospects. This is your shot at a college degree. Or not. This.
By the way, if you want to see this, search your brain on drug policy. Rachel Lee Cook 2017 on the YouTube.
This is your family. This is your debt collector. These are the dreams you have for your children. This is someone else's family. Someone else's life.
Whitey.
Someone who used drugs, but was never caught. This is how you feel. The war on drugs is ruining people's lives. It fuels mass incarceration. It targets people of color in greater numbers than their white counterparts. It cripples communities. It costs billions, and it doesn't work. Any questions?
It's from the Drug Policy Alliance, drugpolicy.org. I said you can go check that out. Also, Greenpoint Creative had made it. Check that out on YouTube. There's a ton of shit going on in the world, in the cannabis world. It changes from week to week. We'll see what it's like next week. It could be bad. It could be great. You don't know. There's some rumblings of some positive stuff maybe emanating from the Trump administration. Maybe, you know, they're going to decide ultimately to lay off the states when it comes to what they're doing. Remains to be seen. You know, we're over 3 months into his administration now, and we're still not quite sure what's going to happen. Because, you know, he's busy. He's got, you know, walls and all kinds of other bullshit going on. It's weird. We'll talk more about Trump later in the economy. That'll be in the second hour. This is the end of the first hour. You go check out the second hour on stonerjesus.net or Canvas Radio. Wherever you found this, you'll find the other hour. They're together. They're like Siamese twins. High noon with Stoner Jesus live on CanvasRadio.com. It's April 28th, 2017. We're here every Friday, high noon, Eastern time on CannabisRadio.com. Make sure you go to CannabisRadio.com and check out all the other great, great podcasts. There's adding new ones all the time, just dozens of them now. Just about anybody, any cannabis podcast worth listening to is on CannabisRadio.com. So go listen, damn it. Start with my show, and then when you listen to all my shows, then pick someone else and listen to all their shows. That is what you should be doing with your life. If you're looking for life advice, it's right there. All laid out. Simple. Go do it. Hi, name is Stoner Jesus. Stay tuned, Dick Nuggets. We'll be back for hour two.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
From dabs to chivas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.